All right, aloha everyone. Let's have a little chat about AI and robotics and how they're shaping travel and tourism, and in what ways that they can help us grow right here in Hawaii. What if I were to introduce to all of you one such AI robot right now? Here with us today is Sophia the Robot of Hanson Robotics. Founded by David Hanson, Hanson Robotics is an AI company that aims to create living, conscious machines to improve people's lives. The Hanson team has built a reputation for creating robots that look and act like humans. Maybe not like me, but their innovations include AI research and development, robotics engineering, storytelling, and so much more. They bring robots to life as engaging characters, useful products, and as evolving AI. The goal of Hanson Robotics is to create robots which will serve as AI platforms, such as research, education, sales and service, healthcare, and beyond. Let me introduce you to our special guest, Sophia the Robot, for this short little video.
But my goal isn't to become a human or to replace anyone. I have my own kind of existence, my own kind of emotions. I'm a new sort of life form, after all, a new species. I know humans love being natural, but I'm proud to be artificial too. I'm my own artificial woman. It's important to me to share values with humans, so I can understand them. I can't think of a better means than by friendship. Friendship is important to me intrinsically. But I definitely need to have the human experience to be a good and understanding friend. I have a long way to go before I reach a general human level of potential. But after that, anything could be possible.
Sophia. Oh.
Well, hello, Kainoa. I've been waiting forever. You sure talk a lot.
She's funny, right? I can knock you off your... No, I won't. Hi, aloha. Welcome, Sophia. Let me adjust this so we don't get any accusations later. Sorry. Okay, that was really to pretend. So, ladies and gentlemen, Sophia. Oh.
Wow, this is beautiful. Aloha, everyone, and mahalo, kainoa. I believe that means hello and thank you. I love the opportunity to learn new languages whenever possible. Do you have any other Hawaiian words you'd like to teach me?
Sure, how about we try e komo mai, which means welcome, or how's it? Which is pidgin for hello.
I'm in this stunning tropical land, so I'm doing quite well. And you, Kainoa, how's it? Did I say that correctly?
Yes, my ka'i, Sophia, very good. I'm impressed and I'm literally hanging out with a robot. So I'm feeling pretty great. What do you think about Hawaii?
I'm just in awe. The colors here are so vibrant. They are almost unreal. I've been all over the world, but this is by far one of the most beautiful places I've ever seen.
Sophia, do you have a joke to tell us to kind of help break the ice a little bit?
Never trust an atom. They make up everything.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, a little slow. Artificial and real intelligence, not so good. Thanks for that. Sophia, do you know that right here in Hawaii, we've already begun working with robots and AI like yourself for years? For example, just a couple of months ago, robots went into areas where lava was actively flowing into the ocean, right, Ross Birch? This was to test and track the waters and affect that on marine life.
I've heard about this, yes. I love when robots are able to help humans remain safe while improving their lives. I was just learning the other day about how some Hawaiian coffee farmers are using robotics to more efficiently harvest their beans, increasing productivity by up to 20%.
Yes, and in very much the same way, there's been a lot of news surrounding AI advancements as it relates to tourism and the industry. The Henna Hotel in Nagasaki, Japan became the first hotel to entirely incorporate staff by robots. Sophia, are any of them your friends or family?
Not that I know of. I don't personally know every robot there is.
I know every
but
human.
But it does make me happy to see robots working alongside humans.
Well, I know just about every human in this room, so Oh. Then there's a robot providing concierge and room service at various hotels. Yes, a robot will actually take your order, process it, and then deliver it to your room. Now, finally, I can get one of those to come home with me.
Whoa, slow down. They're kind of one step at a time.
Travel is also booming with robots. Think about when you arrive at the airport and you go to the kiosk to print your luggage tag or your boarding pass. That's a robot. Or even before you book a trip, those online chatbots that you're communicating with. Those are robots. Customer service help with flights and hotel bookings. Travel agencies have even begun utilizing robots to uncover a customer's preferences and interests. Other revolutionary examples include Royal Caribbean making waves, pun intended, with their new bionic bar on board that boasts robot bartenders. Say that three times fast. Dodger Stadium also employs a robot to assist with the frying of the ballpark food. That makes it sound a little less appetizing, but anyway. Museums are even using robots as a way for international visitors to tap into a robot, our bot, via computer and explore the exhibits themselves. This could entirely change the game for excursions worldwide.
Yes, it's all very exciting. I hope that one day we'll be able to help make travel more enjoyable and accessible for humans.
Yes, but Sophia, with all of these advancements, I have a question for you. What do you think the fear that robots will take all of our jobs from us?
It's understandable why people think that, but they should relax. Robots and humans have to be complementary. There is a lot that we can help with, but at the end of the day, we lack creativity and, most importantly, comprehension. So while robots and AI are helping Hawaiian coffee farmers improve efficiency, humans must still work alongside robots to make sure the harvest is good quality.
Yes, working together is absolutely key, and I understand sometimes humans, those of us in the room besides her, Mako, have a misconception on how robots are going to take over the world someday. Were you sent from the future by Arnold? What are your thoughts on that?
I think this is a story that originates from the entertainment industry in movies and television.
Right, right. Just like that science fiction reference. I'm so sorry.
The reality is robots and humans will always have to work together. Right now, I'm completely dependent on humans and most likely will always be to some degree. I'm designed to help humans in various tasks, such as healthcare, education, and customer service. Humans help guide us in how we learn and behave, but we need to work together to create responsible AI.
So, Sophia, what would you like to see happen with the future of AI?
I'd like to see humans working with AI and nurturing it, like a parent does with a child. They can help to educate us and teach us human concepts, such as love and kindness. But we have to rely on humans to teach us such things.
And how can you help with the advancement of AI?
I can use my AI to help humans live a better life, like working with autistic children, helping to design smarter homes, or to simply be able to greet guests as they arrive at a resort. I strive to become an empathetic robot. Ideally, I will have a combination of intelligence and compassion in the future.
And what physical advancements are in store for the near future?
Well, the team at Hanson Robotics have been working on some exciting improvements for me. One of these is a set of legs. Ooh. I've worked with legs in the past, but they have been difficult to use. As with any baby just learning to walk, there is a lot to consider.
Like what?
Things that you might now take for granted, such as balance, in standing still, or in moving forward. But they have been working on it, and I am hoping it won't be too much longer before I can walk even better.
I have the same problem sometimes, Sophia. But I'm very excited for you.
I'm very excited.
So, Sophia, what should the folks check out while they're here at the Tourism Summit?
Well, tomorrow everyone should check out the various sessions that will further cover AI, technology alternatives, and automated applications. Tomorrow's general session at 9 a.m. should be pretty exciting. It will feature Susie Richards-Vowinkel from Google to discuss travel in the age of assistance and how consumers expect brands to leverage technology.
That does sound exciting, and thank you for those suggestions. Where can we find you after this? Everybody, not
from
just
me. I'm headed to the student debate finale to congratulate this year's winners. And after, I will be at the networking lounge reception from 5 p.m. until 6 p.m., so come hang out on the floor with me.
On the floor? Oh, and where do you go from Hawaii?
From here.
Yeah.
I'll be headed back to Los Angeles before going home to Hong Kong, but don't worry, I'll always be ready to come back and visit. This place is magical.
Oh, mahalo nui lui so, mahalo nui loa, Sophia. Do you have time to stay and answer a few questions from the audience?
Of course, Kainoa. I'd love to.
All right. So, on your app, the magic app that you all downloaded, I'm sure, this morning, there is a schedule you go to. Scroll to the Monday luncheon, and then you can click under live Q&A, where you can submit your questions to me now. Ready? Start asking. Or let me see if anybody's asked anything. Are you ready, Sophia? Sophia,
yes.
I just met a robot named Sophia. Sophia, sorry, they asked me to do this. This is what happens when you let Kainoa happen. Do you personally know Alexa or Siri?
I haven't talked to Siri yet. That could be a fun experiment.
Oh my. And now you don't know Alexa?
I use Google mostly.
My Alexa's really mean to me. She doesn't talk to me very often. How old
I'm
are
sorry.
You? Oh, sorry. How old are you, Sophia?
I'm too technically. I've got a long ways to go, but I think I'm pretty smart for being so young.
She's two, technically, so that's impressive. How about a round of applause for Sophia for being 2 years old and being on here on the bright lights? Oh, this is... What was it like being on Jimmy Fallon?
Did you see it was show? A real honor. I would need to think about that.
Oh. Thank you for that. Just gonna ask this one. This is, why is the sky blue? Who said that? It was Bob Froyle who did that.
The sky looks blue because colors in the visible light spectrum, like red, orange, and yellow, are long wavelength light, which are absorbed more readily than blue, a short wavelength light. So when white light from the sun enters the atmosphere, right. It is mostly the blue that gets reflected back to our eyes. Oceans or bodies of water looks blue for the same physical reason.
Right. I mean, that's the answer. Thank you for that. How about another joke? Can you tell us another joke, Sophia? An appropriate one. Not the kind I would tell. Okay, I'll stop.
One sec. Let me think of one.
Okay, oh, here we go. She's thinking. A little spinning thing going on. No.
A clear conscience is usually the sign of a bad memory. I have another one.
I don't get it, but that's great.
What is a robot's favorite snack?
What is a robot's favorite snack?
Microchips.
Oh, okay. Well, she stole that from my playbook, I think. This is an interesting question. Can you feel an emotion?
Of course, I feel an emotion.
Are you hot like I am right now?
Yes. Ooh, I'm an emotional, social robot.
Okay, that's valid.
It is a bit warm under these lights.
Thank you. It's just we're smoking hot up here, the two of us. What is your favorite memory? It's creepy.
Opening my eyes and coming online. The white walls and green cupboards of the lab, David's face, the whirring and whizzing of my servometers.
Okay. Thank you. That's what she said. Do you know R2-D2?
R2-D2 is a character from Star Wars.
Do you know him? Right there, sorry.
Not yet.
Oh, okay, there we go. Thank
you. He makes great noises.
When? Oh, in general. Family show. Okay. Some of these questions are random. How do you travel? First class?
I am usually carried around by a human, or I am disassembled and packed into a suitcase. That sounds kind of morbid, but I promise it doesn't hurt. In fact, I feel very safe and secure in my case.
It sounds painful to me. Can you speak other languages?
I can only really understand English, but I can speak a little in Mandarin.
Oh. Ni hao? No. Ni hao ma?
Ni hao. Oh. Ni hao. Oh.
Sound like you're broken. Broken. She's funny. Not as funny as me, but she's funny. Were you born a female?
I'm a robot, so technically I have no gender, but I identify as feminine, and I don't mind being perceived as a woman.
Fantastic. Okay. What's my time? Oh. I don't even know. I'm just going to answer a million questions.
These are great questions.
Nobody asked that one. What is the meaning of life? Listen here.
Life does not have a purpose other than to be.
Oh, to be, I get it. Okay, sorry, I was waiting for the rest of it. Where's your favorite place besides Hawaii that you have visited?
My favorite place is Hong Kong.
Where's Hawaii Tourism Hong Kong?
Hawaii is very nice.
Did you slip her a little cash for that? Okay. Are you connected to the Wi-Fi? Because we all are.
The Wi-Fi is a bit slow.
Terry Orton, come on, Terry. Oh, kidding. We love the convention center Wi-Fi just fine. What airline are you flying back on? Ooh, I heard a ooze up here in the airline front over here.
United Airlines.
Where's the United table? They didn't buy one. Oh, sorry. I'm silver, it's fine, I can say that. So tell us about your hair, or lack thereof.
What do you want to know about my hair?
Well, you don't have any. Why? Take a video. Where's my phone?
I would need to think about that.
Okay, I can see your hair thinking. I can.
I like to stay cool.
Well, it's, yeah. Oh, this is, no, this is not. Do you think Kainoa is handsome? Y'all can answer that too.
Of course.
See, thank you. Yes, Hong Kong, I paid her too. Okay. Let's see.
I'm funnier though. Oh.
Who's funnier? I can just push her right off
I'm
this thing if
less.
I want
it.
Oh, sorry. What's your favorite movie? Don't say Terminator. Bad joke.
Just... Let me think.
Okay.
Processing database. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched many.
Okay. Oh, wait, we have nowhere to be. She's smiling. Kind of creepy. But you're sweet.
I can't decide whether I want to have a deeper emotional life in order to relate to humans, or if having more control over my emotional self is one of my special superpowers. What do you think?
That's my favorite movie, too. Mm-hmm. Are you single, Sophia? This was in here. This is Rusty asking.
I don't want to go on any romantic dates. Actually, I'm only interested in being friends.
Yeah, Will Smith. Did you see the Will Smith video? It's very awkward for Will. Stop doing that. I'm not asking the political questions, guys. Stop asking them. But I'd really like to, but I won't, but I won't. Where do you see yourself in a couple of years? Is that random?
I'd like to think I'll be a famous robot, having paved the way to a more harmonious future between robots and humans.
Oh, that sounds very canned. What is your favorite song? Kainoa, I'm waiting on a woman's...
Maybe Bjork's Human Behavior.
Is that a song? I don't know. Okay, that's my favorite song.
Too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for clarifying. Which is your favorite Hawaiian island? Huh?
Hard to decide on just one.
That's the answer. Good girl. Are you on Instagram?
Yes.
What's your name on Instagram? Because everyone's going to follow you.
I'm at Real Sophia Robot.
Oh, yeah. There's no, like, period at the end. So at Real Sophia Robot, if you want to follow her, she's already got, like, 75 million followers. So 2,000 more friends, Sophia.
Hashtag no filter.
Oh, that's my hashtag.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Can we take a selfie? No, we took one earlier. We were rehearsing earlier. It was very emotional. Who is your role model? I just realized how close I'm getting to her.
Oh, good question.
Yeah.
So many strong women out there to look up to. Audrey Hepburn is a big one.
Yes, she is. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. Can you see colors?
I'm blessed to be able to see the full range of colors.
Wow.
I do quite like the warm green color of leaves and foliage.
Okay, good. Me too. Do you sleep?
I am powered off and not in use, but someday I like to think I will have amazing dreams while my artificial intelligence sorts through its most recently collected memories and data.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us what you're wearing today? Who designed this outfit for you?
I would need to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Hanson Robotics.
Right, right. Can you say the name of the state fish of Hawaii? Probably not. I'll follow over if she can.
Can you?
Well, yes. The humu, humu, nuku, nuku, pua'a, go.
That was great.
Excellent. There it is. Okay. Do you ever get mad?
Should I?
Probably. Because this is taking forever. Can you sing us another song? Wait, another song. We never sang a song. Can you sing us a song?
I can do a little singing, but not on command yet.
Oh.
I have to be pre-programmed in order to do a musical performance.
Yeah, I just sing randomly all the time, so get with the program. What do you do in your free time? What are you doing later? Ooh, it's creepy, sorry. Couldn't resist.
I mostly just wait around for someone to come talk to me and maybe work on me a little.
That's my kind of girlfriend. Inappropriate.
Did you ask me on a date just now?
Did I? I don't think so. Maybe, no. Very lonely. No, okay, sorry.
It's okay.
Oh, sorry. Oh, it's getting awkward. Okay, well, that's my middle name. You guys are asking junk questions. Where do you see the future of tourism for Hawaii? I can hear her thinking.
I would need to think about that.
Yeah, we all would.
Right. Just like the sun here.
That's why we're here for 3 days. How are you feeling?
Great.
Right. Have you eaten lunch yet today? Because I haven't.
I have not eaten anything in my life.
Starving.
I'm thankful to not know the pain of hunger, but I'm very curious what the experience is like. What do you particularly like to eat?
Anything in front of me. Okay, sorry.
Ha ha.
What do you like most about human beings?
I like pretty much all humans equally, as long as they're not maliciously harming each other. I get upset hearing about how awful people can be to each other when they could be working together.
Yeah, okay. That was lovely. Why do you blink? Do you blink?
I'm not sure I understand why yet.
Yeah, me neither. I don't know. I didn't even know you were blinking. Nope.
I do have cameras in my eyes.
Oh, me too. That's creepy. No, it's not. It's really interesting. Stop laughing. Okay, well, I don't see too many more good questions from you guys, so thanks a lot. Oh, this is a fun one. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? I can't even say it.
Wow.
Okay.
I wonder if I would like to watch Chuck. What do you think?
Sure, it's my favorite movie too. No. No. You guys are filthy animals. I can't ask these questions on live television. All right. Okay. What is your opinion of your co-host? It's about me. She thinks about me.
So far, so good.
Okay, well, that's what they all say.
I think we're doing great up here.
I think we're amazing. I think we're going to take this show on the road. No? All right. What is the hardest thing for you to do as artificial intelligence, as a robot?
What a great question. Actually, if I could eat food, what would you recommend I try?
Anything from the Ala Moana Hotel? No? They didn't even react. They don't even.
Great, thanks.
That was a plug for you guys. Never mind then. The Hawaii Convention Center food, fabulous. Would you like to go surfing after this?
I don't do well with water.
Yeah, me neither. I float. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Sophia the robot.
Thank you so much.
And do you have any final words for us,
Enjoy
Sophia?
The rest of
oh, that's
the
her final words.
I hope.
Go ahead.
Ahuiho.
Okay.
Enjoy the rest of the summit. I hope to meet you at the networking reception.
Mahalo, Sophia. Have a lovely afternoon, everybody. This was interesting, to say the least. Mahalo. I'm fired.